Like I said, we appreciate the privilege to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Glad to have each and every one of you is able to come, be in this service. Trust and pray that you'd pray for us for just a minute. Got a card to read to you. It says, thank you. During a time like this, we learn how much our family and friends really mean to us. Your expression of sympathy will always be remembered. Thank you for the beautiful flowers you all sent. Most of all, thank you for all the prayers and concern for the family of William Leonard Buddy Gibson Jr. Thankful for that. This morning, if you don't read with us, we're going to read some. You'll find in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, I believe it is. Very familiar scripture. This morning, we do need your prayers. We might be able to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. That for the service today. We say it's very familiar scripture. This morning, don't know altogether what we'll say or what we'll do. Let's have to trust that the Lord will send what's needed most of all. I don't know how much of this chapter I'll read, but we're going to start with the first verse. Says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Yes, Lord. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. He removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed going on still toward the south. There was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. It came to pass when he was come near to enter into Egypt, he said unto Sarah his wife, Behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. So I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well. I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me, for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. The woman was taken into Pharaoh's house, and he entered and treated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen and asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, She is my sister's? So I might have taken her to be my wife. Now therefore, behold, thy wife, take her, and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. I'm going to read a little bit out of the 13th chapter. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between thy herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take to the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. They separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord, exceedingly. That's all I'm going to read there. I'm going to read you one verse and you can look it up later. May not have anything you might think to do with what we've read this morning. This is what we've got. It says, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Wonderful scripture this morning, wonderful, and it's old scripture, and I know that it's something that most every one of you knows about and knows the story about, and that's well and good, but it's what we've got. So you just pray for us for just a minute. I don't know altogether what we'll say or what we'll do. I've got a lot of things, I guess, running through our minds, but we'd pray that the Lord would intervene and just send that's needed most of all. I could probably get by without telling you my text this morning, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm going to preach, so Lord help me, this morning on men that are willing. Men that are willing. That doesn't mean all you women leave. But this is what we're going to try our best to stay around this morning. Men that are willing. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves in a difficult position. We find ourselves, my friend, wanting to pull back and not go forward. Now, don't ask me. The Bible says here, when he talked to Abram, it said that he told Abram, he said, Abram, get out from thy country. Get out from underneath that of all you've got. Move, go forward. I find in the scripture, my friend, that Abram was very willing. Willing to do what God would have him to do. Now, it doesn't mean, and I'll say this also, Abram had a choice to make. Either he is going to stay or he is just going to trust God and move on. Go forward, move on. These people today that's backed up on God. Now, I'm just going to preach what God give me. You bear with me for just a minute. It really doesn't mean this morning that I've got a message for you in particular, but I've got what God's give me, and I'm going to give it to you. Think about it. Brethren, we've got people today in the house of God that are not willing to be led by God. What are you doing here? Think about it. Too many times, brethren, we back up when we ought to be going forward this morning. There's things. Now, you might say, preacher, I'm a deacon. I'm a preacher. I'm a good lay member. You know what? We can put any adjective we want to, brethren, on how good we are, how obedient we are, and brethren, still back up on God. Yes, sir. He didn't save us, folks, my friend, not to bless us, nor go forward this morning. Amen. He didn't do it. He blessed Abraham. He told him, he said, I'm going to bless you. That ain't all he told him. He said, and you shall be a blessing. How many of us this morning is being a blessing? A blessing, brethren, to somebody else today. You put yourself, a lot of times we get to talking about Lot. And we know that Lot made some choices. We know that Lot went in the wrong direction. There ain't no need in worrying about, my friend, what kind of choice Lot had made. It was his choice. Bible said he chose the well-watered plain of Jordan. Who says you wouldn't do the same thing? Think about it. Brethren, Abram said, you go to the left, I'm going right, my friend. That not what he told him? You go this way, I'm going that way. We're going to separate. Yes, sir. He didn't want to. He said, but we don't need no strife. Brethren, amongst us this morning. Willing. Men that are willing. Brethren, God chose Abram because Abram trusted in God this morning. Proved it. Proved it. Over and over and over again. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend, without the assistance of the Holy Ghost, like me, dislike me. Brethren, Abraham believed God. He didn't care come what may. He is willing to move. Amen. Yes, he was. You say, preacher, you act like you're about half mad. I can't preach unless I'm half mad, according to a lot of folks. Call it what it is. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You say, preacher, where do you get your messages? Well, you're going to have to ask him. You asked him. You might find out where they come from. You know absolutely, absolutely. There ain't many of you here early enough to hear what that man has to say. And yes, I'm going to get on to you. I don't care where you come to Sunday school or not. You still ought to be here. Yes, sir. There'd be a lot of us, my friend, find out we need to investigate. Yes, sir. Find out what the problem is. Brethren, Abram had one. He said, Lot, we're going to separate. He didn't know which way he was going. He was going to go opposite of what Lot done. Did he not? You go to the left, I'll go to the right. Separate. Brethren, separate. I've had a lot of people tell me, my friend, that Paul was wrong for not wanting to take John Mark when Barnabas made mention of him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know, but what, and you don't either. I don't know if Barnabas could have held the prison. Huh? Don't know that he could have held the stress. Think about it. Brethren, Paul took Silas and went another way. Brethren, wound up in the jailhouse. Yes, sir. Can I tell you God was with him? Amen. Yes, sir. God was with him. It might not be a shouting message to you, but I'm going to tell you, men, sometimes we get lazy on God, not willing to move. Yes, sir. We get complacent. You women ought to be amening. Why, preacher, we can't amen. Why can't you? Cat got your tongue? Huh? Think about it. Brethren, Abram got up. He got his wife. And brethren, he got the moving, thank God. Did he not? You don't think he had fears? Why, first thing out of the gate, was it not? Told Sarah, said, you just tell them you're my sister. Said, you're fair to look upon. Said, they'll kill me for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She said, okay. Okay. Brethren, I tell you, God got in the matter, didn't he? God got in the matter. Brother, you say, preacher, Abram done everything right. Did he? No, he didn't. He made some bad decisions. He done some roughs, my friend. Yes, he did. But I'll tell you what he was. Brethren, he is willing to go. And he is willing to trust God on his journey. It takes it. You think you can make it through this world without God? Truth of it is, there's hundreds of thousands of them doing it. But listen, there's coming a payday. There's coming a reckoning day. Yes, sir. And brethren, at the end of the journey, you're going to be required one thing. What did you do with Jesus? Amen. Yes, sir. Preacher, I won't have that. But you can have it or not. It's exactly what's required of man. Your soul gonna be required of you. And there ain't but one that can save your soul. Amen. Yes, sir. Willing. How many willing men we got? You say, preacher, you ought to be preaching to somebody else. I'm going to preach to you. Yes, sir. I'm going to preach to you. I'm going to be quite frank with you. You ain't got time and you wouldn't hear me out for me to go through all of them. Do you know that? Brethren, and it makes no difference. It makes no difference. I've done been down the road. I started out my first message. My friend, God wanted me to preach on being willing, and I went all week not willing to preach it. I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Got me something else. I said, how in the world can I preach on being willing when I ain't been willing? Go on, Andy. Do you know what I found out? I found out I got to preach what he gives me. Early on. Amen. Real quick. Men that are willing. Brother Buck Baker was a deacon down at Plainview. He's done passed on, 99 year old. World War II vet, deployed on D-Day. Had a job, my friend, that a lot of men wouldn't have had. Listen. We went into that church, my friend. And there was not a service that man didn't give a prayer request. He said, I pray that God will send us willing workers. Willing workers. We don't need a house full of deadbeats. Amen. We've already got some. Preacher, we ain't go amen that. I got news for you. You ain't a Christian except on Sunday. There's something wrong with you, brethren. Amen. Yes, sir. You lose your religion through the week. God help you. My friend, you need help this morning. I don't care what your name is. Preacher, I got my feelings hurt. I got news for you. You keep them on your shoulder, they're going to get hurt again. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about this morning. I've already got the liberty to preach to you, boys. I'm going to give you what I got this morning. Preacher, you going to run them off. I got news for you. It ain't better out yonder. It ain't better at home. You hear me? Well, I just go home. I ain't going back. I'll tell you what. It'll get to the place you hate home. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I worked with an old boy for about 20 years, and I talked to him, knowed his family, knowed his brothers. His brother worked there also. Quit going to church because he got his feelings hurt. Lord, let me talk to him one day. One day. I said, brother, you can believe what you want to believe. I said, you can go where you want to go. I said, but you will make your acknowledgments before it ever get right.
Amen.
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 He said, I know. I won't do it. I said, you will. Yeah. You will. It don't take God 20 years to work things out. But I got news for you. Sometimes it does. Do you know that? Sometimes we'll harbor ill feelings, ill works in our heart. And brethren, we'll rob ourselves of the blessings of God. Amen. You want to be blessed? What did he tell Abram? I will bless you.
Amen.
I will bless you. And he said, them that curses you, I'll curse them. Mm-hmm. Is that not what he said? And he said, ye shall be a blessing. I read it to you. Ye shall be a blessing. Listen, that ain't all. He said, all the families of the earth, all of them, brethren, shall be blessed in thee. He is starting something. Yes, sir. And he started, you know what he started? He started with a willing man.
Amen.
I read the scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 12th chapter, I think. I'll have to go look it up. It's 2 Corinthians 12th chapter. I believe I'm right. If there first be a willing mind.
Yeah.
If there first be a willing mind. I thought about all kinds of men when the Lord started dealing with me.
Yeah. Bless
2 days ago.
Bless
Preacher, you didn't get it before then. Didn't come before then. Huh? No, sir. on my job, minding my own business. Yes, sir. Lord said, I got something for you. Woo! Woo! Listen, you say, preacher, God just gives it. Why in the world? Then I had to go do some digging. Yes, sir. I don't care what you think. God don't fill an empty vessel. You hear me? You know what I got to do? And I got to reading and I couldn't stop. Huh? Couldn't stop. Ain't enough hours in the day, my friend, for me to give you everything I've got. But I'm going to give you exactly what God will let me give you. Hallelujah. Woo! Preacher, you ought not be so happy. This ain't no shouting message. I got news for you. It'll bring a shout.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Amen.
You know why I say that? Because I know. Yes, sir. My dad worked during the summer when I got on up teenage years, 41 Highway, run right. Still runs the same place it always did, but it was active. It was active. They wasn't no 75. Wasn't no 75 from a Dyersville to the Red Top exit. Had to go through a Dyersville and Carsville. Yes, sir. Well, my dad wouldn't have it no different, my friend, than me to run a little old pizza man.
Bless him, Lord.
He is working. Why wasn't I working? That's how, that was his theory. No, that wasn't his theory. He wanted me to learn early.
Yeah.
Huh? Early. Learn early what it was all about. Yes, sir. What it was all about. Well, I had things I wanted to do. Guess what? I was working. I could dream all day long about what I wanted to do.
But you had to work.
But I had to work. Wasn't nobody in that fruit stand but me. And I had to work. And buddy, let me tell you, them vehicles didn't have one iota thinking about just pulling off that little old section there. Well, there's probably 10 peach stands in a Dyersville. They could have pulled off anywhere, but no, they kept me busy.
Bless him, Lord.
And you know what? My dad knowed that.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Listen, Abram knowed a little bit about life. The Bible says he was 75 year old.
Bless him, Lord.
75 year old when he left Haran. Had a little age on him, didn't he?
Yeah.
His brother got killed, had Lot there sort of under his wing. And he did. It said Lot went with him, but it went on to say that Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son. That's what it says. He took him. Took him with him. Now, I don't know about you. You say, preacher, I wonder why he done that. Well, there's probably a lot of different reasons if you really want to get to it. But the number one reason is that he felt responsible.
Yes,
yes he did. I'll leave it just like that.
Yeah.
My friend, Abram was willing. You'll find him to be willing. Now, I'm going to go just a little bit further. I ain't got time to get into all of them. Brethren, the truth of it is you ain't been willing. You've been available, and you ain't been willing. You've been around, and you ain't been willing. You've been around the church all your life, and you ain't been willing. Preacher, let somebody else do that. Preacher, get somebody else to do this.
Yes, Lord.
I pastored a church not too long ago. They come to me and they say, we leave it up to the preachers to get the deacons. I say, well, you'll never have one while I'm here.
Yes, Lord.
They looked at me. What do you mean? It ain't on the preacher.
No.
You know that?
Yes,
I don't care who you are.
Amen.
Well, pastor, you're the pastor. You got to be sure all this is in place. Let me tell you something. These places down yonder, there's a man come to me and he asked me specifically. He said, you a pastor? He said, we're thinking about one. Said, we all like him. Everybody likes him. Everything's in row. Said, we sat down with him the other night. He said, he wanted in charge of all the money.
Yeah.
He looked at me and this man was a deacon, been a deacon for years. And they said, what do you think about that? And I said, you better leave him alone.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't want to ask me that question.
Amen.
Why is that? I don't want to be in charge of your finances. You hear me? Not me. Well, preacher, you're the pastor. You got to be in charge. You can keep me in the loop of everything that's going on here, and it'll be mostly appreciated. But I've got news for you. I don't have to lay my finger on every little old thing. They ought to be enough willing men. Thank God around here to get the job done. I'll preach that wherever I go. Yes, sir. Get some backbone about you. Thank God and stand for what's right, folks.
Amen.
Preacher, we got to change our ways of doing. I got news for you. Everybody did change is in trouble.
Yep.
How much you want to change?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't never been done that way. It ain't never been done this way. Now, I know we've been through some things. I ain't even talking about any of that. The truth of it is. There's no way under God's earth, my friend, that me and you can church the world.
Amen.
Can't do it. Not your job to. Now, you might amen that, but I'm going to give you something. You hear me? It's up to us, my friend, to church the church.
Amen.
Amen. Keeper, thank God, unspotted from the world, my friend.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes men that are willing to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Abram, I'm going to bless you. That ain't all, Abram. He said, wherever you put your foot down, I'm going to give it to you. You men probably won't have men's meeting when I get finished with you. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to preach you all that God give me.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, preacher, you ought not like it so much. Thank God can't help but to like what God gives you this morning.
Amen.
Willing, willing, willing.
Amen.
They, some of you ain't been willing.
Lord.
I would to God, my friend. That Brother Clem Jarrett was here this morning. Brother Clem Jarrett sat right back there on the back bench where Anthony's at and Pam, his wife. They sat back there. Faithful, faithful, faithful. And I asked a few of them around the church about Clem. Well, we think he's been saved. So I got the bright idea that they didn't know. Best thing to do is ask Clem. No, Clem come through one day and I just asked him. I said, Clem, have you ever been saved? He said, no, I am lost. That's the very words he said. Steve, older gentleman. Faithful, do anything for that church, and was available and willing every time we did. You hear me? Wasn't a member. Lost. Lost. No, I'm lost. You hear me? Brother J.O. said something one day, and because J.O. growed up around there. He said, I remember when Clem was younger, said he was getting that alder and water around, crying, whatever. He said, for hours. And that's the answer I got from some of them. Well, he'd been to the altar. That don't mean nothing. Amen. They, some of us, Leroy, needs to find an altar. Yeah. Amen. I'm preaching, I know. I'm not here against you, Steve. No, sir. Not against you. Brethren, Abram was willing. And Abram got blessed. You say, preacher, you can't do that. He was a friend of God. Well, can I ask you a question? What are you?
Amen.
That's right.
What are you? Are you not a friend of God? Let's go just a little bit further down the page. I ain't got time. I ain't gonna get time. I hope and pray to God some of you younger ones get a hold of what I'm trying to preach this morning. And I'm gonna tell you something, as honest as I can be. Brethren, we don't need no loafers. We don't need no sideline players. We need somebody, my friend, that's ready to do the job when we need them.
Yeah.
And as far, you can throw me as far as you want to throw me, but I'm just going to preach to you. As far, brethren, as you can see and as far as you need to go, if we're having service here at Mountain View Baptist Church, it's your duty to be here.
Yeah.
As a member.
Amen.
Dislike me, I don't care.
Bless the Lord.
Preacher.
Amen.
That's just too hard. We're living in a better day. We can just turn on the tube and we can get this. No, you can't. If you're sitting at home for the right reason, you might get something out of it. I'll just be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're there, my friend, just because you're too sorry and lazy to get ready and come to the house of God, my friend, God gonna let you starve to death.
Amen.
Yeah. He's letting some of you starve sitting right here in these pews.
Bless him, Lord.
You hear me? Yes. Preacher, you really did take a bad medicine. No. Listen, men that are willing, men that are willing, we're going to run on down the road. We know about Isaac, Ishmael. Can I tell you, if you read your Bible, God blessed both of them. Because they come out of the loins of Abram. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Jacob. Jacob. I ain't got time to get into Jacob. I'm going to have to go past him. Jacob had, at this point in his life, he had 11 sons. And one of them's name was Joseph. Do you believe that God will bless something that's done that shouldn't have been done? Doing all the right things for the wrong reason, and God bless it anyway.
Amen.
You hear me?
Bless him, Lord.
Joseph, my friend, he was noted among his brethren as the dreamer. Because he had had some dreams that cast a reflection on them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they didn't like him. They didn't like him from the oldest right down to the younger. They didn't like him. One day, they was all out in the field, and here he come. They said, here his dreamer's coming. Said, we're going to throw him in this pit. Yes, sir. We're going to put him in this pit. That ain't all they discussed. They discussed about getting rid of him.
Yeah.
Killing him.
Bless him, Lord.
Slaying him. Then here come this caravan. Did it not? Can I tell you something? Joseph, my friend, may have not have known everything that was ahead of him. But Steve, he was willing to do what it took in his life to please God.
Amen. Amen.
Read him. Read about him. See if he didn't please God.
Yeah.
His own brethren done away with him. They said, this caravan, the Ishmaelites, come down through there and said, we'll just sell him. We'll keep his coat. We'll take a beast and we'll kill it and we'll get all that blood all over it and we'll take it home. We'll say that this is what all we found.
Yeah.
We don't know where he's at.
Yeah.
And they did. They did. They sold him. He wound up in Egypt. Listen to me. These boys didn't know that prior to that, an angel of the Lord had spoke to Abram and told him that there'd be captivity for 400 years.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, sir. In captivity for 400 years in a strange land. Did you know that Egypt was the strange land?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Listen, willing. This man, I found him to be willing. Bible said he wound up in Egypt, wound up on the selling block. They sold him. Potiphar bought him. One of the captains, Pharaoh's.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Did you know that God blessed Potiphar? Because he bought Joseph? Preacher, I won't have that. About like God blessing Laban because Jacob was in his midst. Sure, listen. But he found... Jacob found himself willing. Spent 20 years down there, didn't he?
Yeah.
I ain't going to rehash all that. Joseph. Joseph, my friend. I'm not 100% sure that Joseph knew everything that's going on, but I do believe he knew that God had a hand in it.
Amen.
And he was a righteous man. You best go down the road, my friend, if you want to try to convince me that you can't live a Christian life in this world, in this unfriendly world, in this wicked, wicked world. In this day, my friend, when not only has the world turned things upside down, my friend, people of the church have done the same things, and the world has drawn them, and brethren got them in bad shape. One day, Joseph minding his own business, Potiphar's wife got her eye on him. Yeah. Preacher, that didn't happen. It did happen.
Yeah, it did.
The Bible says she laid hold of him and he run out of his coat.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And when she got caught, my friend, Potiphar wanted to know what was going on, and she lied.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She lied on who? She lied on Joseph.
Yeah.
Now, it's amazing how God began to work things,
mm-hmm.
Is it not? Joseph was willing. Folks, I want to tell you something. Your life might get turned upside down, right side up, crossways, and every which other way. But if you're in tune with God, it does not matter.
Amen.
Preacher, I won't have that. You ain't willing.
Amen.
You ain't willing. If there first be a willing mind, he says it ain't. Well, preacher, I can't do this like somebody else does. He don't want you doing it like somebody else. Last place I worked, and I told Greg, before he ever hired me, I said, and I don't do things like a lot of people does. I was with him 4.5 years. He was into it 4 years, and we were sitting there talking one day, and he said, you're right. He said, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I like what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Listen. You say, preacher, that make you something? No. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad that I'm in tune with the Lord.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
When he plays that high note, I know he's playing.
Yeah.
I know he's on the other end.
Yeah.
When things are all murky, muddy, and everything just out of whack, my friend, I'll guarantee you one thing. He knows where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Preacher, you ought not allow such as that. If you was in tune with God, you wouldn't find yourself. Was Joseph in tune with God?
Amen.
Did Joseph get lies told on him?
Amen.
Huh? Hear me?
Amen.
Oh, preacher, you just ain't been through what I've been through, and we just got a big turmoil, and there's just no way in this world I can forgive that person. God will never forgive you.
Amen.
Do you know how plain that is?
Amen.
The
scripture plain.
Huh? We think a lot of times we've got things in control, and I want you to know he's in control. All he's wanting is a few willing workers.
Amen.
Can I say this? A lot of times we've got ourselves in the mess we're in. And we absolutely demand that God get us out.
Yeah.
I got news for you. It ain't gonna get it done.
Yeah.
That ain't going to get it done. Let me tell you something. If you demand it, my friend, and God delivers you, it'll be because of His grace and mercy, not anything you've done.
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. Joseph wound up in prison. The truth of it is, he wound up in the upper prison. Upper Shalom. Huh? He didn't get down yonder with the rough folks. No, he didn't. A few years passed by. Here come a butler and a baker. A butler and a baker. Joseph hadn't interpreted a dream for years, folks. Years he hadn't interpreted a dream. Here come a butler and a baker. Right-hand man, right-hand butler, the chief butler, and the chief baker. Bible says in one night, during their course of their stay, Joseph had in charge of all the prisoners. Took care of them, fed them. See if they had any needs. Preacher, it ain't like that in prison. Well, they've got it. Some of them got it made better in prison than they do out.
Amen.
Truth be known. 3 meals a day. If they need anything else, they normally get it.
Amen.
Listen. Baker had a dream one night and the butler had a dream one night.
Yeah.
Both of them. In one night. Old Joseph come by and they was both sad. They was both long-faced. Enough. They were saddened enough that Joseph said, "What's the matter? What's the problem?" I'm sure it gets about like it does in a Baptist prayer meeting. Quiet. Quiet. Preacher, you against us today, not against you. God help me. Not against you. Old butler spoke up. He said, "I had a dream, and this is the dream." Old Joseph sat around there and he listened to that dream, and then he looked at the old butler and he said, "Oh boy," he said, "these means 3 days." He said, "In 3 days," he said, "the cup will be restored to your hand and you'll be giving it to Pharaoh."
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, yep.
Go and read it.
That's what it says.
Again. Old baker gets to listening to what he's saying to the butler, and he says, "My dream's just about like that. I had a dream about 3. But his end wasn't nowhere near as good. Was it, Steve?" I don't know what the baker done. Couldn't tell you what the baker done. Don't say what the baker done. He displeased Pharaoh.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Listen, willing. Joseph in the prison, still willing, my friend, to help them that's round about him.
Yeah.
Ain't many of us do it. Get stuck in prison and see what you do. Most of the time we'd be griping because we was there. If the Lord knowed anything or if He had any doings, He'd get me out of this prison.
Yeah.
You know, I don't ever read where Paul or Silas, either one, said that.
Nope.
You know what they done? They sung songs.
Yeah.
Did they not?
Yeah.
And prayed prayers.
Amen.
unto God. And God heard them. Did he not? Open the jail doors. Got the shackles off of them. Old centurion was fixing to kill himself. No, Paul spoke up, said, do thyself no harm. We're all here. What in the world are you doing in a prison without bars this morning?
Yes,
think about it. Joseph looked at that baker and he said, your threes, 3 days. He said, but in 3 days he'll lift up thy head and cut it off. The outcome didn't sound too good. This wasn't going to happen tomorrow, Bruce. Wasn't going to happen today. It's going to happen in 3 days. No, Joseph told the butler, he said, when that cup's restored, said, you remember me. You remember me. I believe the Bible says a full 2 years had passed. 2 years. You say, preacher, the Lord left him down there for 2 more years. I'm talking about being willing this morning. Thank God you don't have to live in a prison. 2 more years passed. Pharaoh dreamed, did he not?
Yeah.
Dreamed a dream. Had all his magicians, had all his soothsayers. He told every one of them, my friend, to interpret the dream. And they couldn't. Not any of them. Probably had some pretty wise men, as far as the world's concerned. But you know what they didn't have? They didn't have God. It's pure and simple. It's pure and simple. Joseph was left down there for 2 more years, forgotten about for 2 more years. That's what we think. I want you to know God was putting every work he could in place. No, butler said, I remember my faults. I remember my faults. He said, there's an old Hebrew boy down yonder. Said, he'll interpret it. Said, he's the reason that I've got the cup restored back to me. Yes, sir. What he told him. You know what Pharaoh said? Go get him. Damn. Go get him. I want to know what these dreams are. He had to. Listen, men that are willing. I would to God this morning, I really do, that I could finish this message. I could go a little further. But I believe this morning that I've said what the Lord wants you to hear. I'll take the rest of it and eat it. Preacher, why would you say that? Because it's good.
Amen.
It's good.
Amen.
You might think that God has forgot about you. You might be in a place, my friend, in your life that you think, well, it don't matter. Lord just left me here. I don't know how many times I hear people say, the Lord has left me here for a reason. Well, I'm going to ask you this morning, what's the reason?
Bless the Lord.
Do we need you? Let's be real about it. Let's live in the real world. We buried my last uncle Monday. Last one I got. No more. Got no more aunts. Got no more uncles. Listen, and I was around this man, I know, for 50-something years. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Listen, Lord.
I knowed him. It wasn't going to take no preacher to tell me how his life was.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
It wasn't going to take, my friend, all the accomplishments that a man has done, my friend, for me to know what kind of man he was. Because I knowed. You know why I knowed? I've been part of his life. Part of his life. Listen, the Lord has left me here for a reason.
Yes, amen.
Can you answer the reason? Can I tell you something this morning? I doubt, this is me talking, but I doubt that I'll ever see 99-year-old. I just doubt it. But you know what? It might not take 99.
Amen.
Do you know that? Joseph, my friend, stayed 2 more years down there, Jeff, and I don't know what went through his mind. I couldn't tell you what he done. The Bible don't tell us. He prayed 3 times a day like Daniel did? I don't know. I'd be guessing. He might have prayed 10 times a day. He might have prayed continuously. Listen, folks, the men that I have told you about this morning, I'll say it again. They done all this without the accompany of the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter. Which what me and you have today.
Amen.
Yes? Or we say we've got it.
Yeah.
When the Holy Ghost shows up, it shows. Do you know that?
It does.
It lights everything up. People get all excited. All excited. About when you talk about heaven, because there'll be no light there. Be no need for no light. I want you to know he ain't talking about heaven, number one. Because he is the light of my life.
Amen.
And if you've been born again, he's the light of yours. Come get a verse of a song. That's as far as I'll go. I could talk about Moses for a little while. Willing. Men that are willing. Preacher, you didn't get on to a woman. No, I didn't. You hear me? If some of us stubborn men would get in our place, things would change. That's all I'll say. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you this morning. I hope you got something out of it. I really do. There's a young man by the name of Josiah. The Bible says he was 8 years old when he began to become king of Israel. 8 years old. And it also goes on, it says when he becomes 16-year-old, they got out the books and started reading. What did they read, preacher? They read about all that Moses wrote. Yeah. At that time, all that Moses had wrote. And they read about the law. And they read about some statutes and some things that should not be happening.
Yes.
that was going on. And when he dug down and found out who the culprits was, his own mother was one of them. His own mother. Preacher, that'd be hard to do. Can I tell you something, men? Men, we need to be willing. Willing that God's will be carried out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I ain't no dictator. The truth of it is, you can't charge me with being a dictator. You can't do it. If I've ever told you anything, my friend, I've told you to read the Word of God for yourself.
Amen.
Have I not? It ain't what Randy says. Brethren, it's what that book says. That will stand. Not only will it stand, this people's worried about them books being opened at the end. I got news for you. They're open.
Yes, Lord.
They're open. And these are the books he's talking about.
Yes, sir.
Preacher, how can you say they're open? Because that man was found worthy to loose the seals from off the book. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank God. Men, when he calls your name in the wee hours of the night, he ain't calling, my friend, just to be calling. He's normally got something. And you may be sitting here and say, preacher, I've had him deal with me on this and that, but it ain't my place. Can I ask you a question? What in the world did he give it to you for? If it ain't your place. It might not be your place to do anything about it, but it will be your place, my friend, to let somebody else know, thank God, that he has dealt with you about it. We're all members of this body.
Amen.
Do you know that? Many members, one body. He's the head. He's the head. So if he takes Steve and he talks to one of them little toes back yonder and they come to you, my friend, with a situation and it's valid, my friend, I'll guarantee you Steve's going to talk to some of these other people. You hear me? Preacher, we want to be a church where everybody wants to come. I want to say this, and I believe this with all my heart. Them doors are not closed. They never have been closed. I believe I can safely say that. When your pastors was here, them doors was not closed. We may not have the best thing going in the world, but I will tell you, we've got the best thing in the church. I can tell you that. Why, preacher? Because I'm a part of the church.
Amen.
And you are too.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Men, we need to be willing. Need to be willing. Preacher, he's laid some things on my heart. You've just opened up a hornet's nest. It doesn't matter. Did you know that when Moses wound up in Egypt down there, I'll leave that. I ain't got time to get on it. But when Moses wound up in Egypt, did you know the majority of the people said, who is this Moses? Who is this Moses? Did you know when Jesus Christ came into this world that the world that then was noted as the church said, who is this Jesus? The church. Who crucified him? The known church. The known church of that day crucified our Lord and our Savior. Because they said, who is this Jesus? And the centurion, when he gave up the ghost, said, what? Surely this was the Son of God. Let us stand.